We're reading in the book A Sage's Fruit Essays. The article is The Love of God and the Love of Man. You can ask questions at Kabla TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Page 87 in The Sage's Fruit Essays, The Love of God and the Love of Man. Love thy friend as thyself. Rabbi Akiva says this is a great rule in the Torah. Title, Collective and Individual. The above statement, although it is one of the most famous and cited sayings, it is still unexplained to everyone with all its vastness. This is because the word rule or collective indicates a sum of details that relates to the above rule, that each and every detail carries a part within it in a way that the gathering of all the details together creates that rule or collective. And if we say a great rule in the Torah, it means that all the texts and the 612 mitzvot are the sum total of the details that relate to the verse of love thy friend as thyself. It is difficult to understand how such a statement can contain the sum total of all the mitzvot of the Torah. At most, it can be the rule of the part of the Torah and text that relate to the mitzvot between man and man. But how can you include the greater part of the Torah, which concerns work between man and God, in the verse, love thy friend as thyself?
Meaning, how could it be that this rule, that this law, is related to the entire creation? First of all, it's love. What is love regarding or the laws of nature? It's something that exists or doesn't exist. It's not like, you know, chemistry, physics laws, biology, zoology, something that exists that we can see it with our own eyes. It's love. It's who knows whether it exists or it doesn't. It's something that you can't work with. We even see it in the judicial system, that they don't know how to relate to this. And here it's love another as thyself. Another. Someone else. Who is that? Who wants it? And it's the great rule in the Torah. A rule. If the Torah talks about the whole of reality, then how could it be that the entire reality is based on the law of love? So, sure, there's probably no rationale here. But this verse is accepted, looked upon as morals, as something nice that you can say or insert someplace for children or as some organization of bleeding hearts, but to take it seriously. And still it says that this is the great rule of the Torah. So, we have to acknowledge that, because if it's the rule, meaning that it exists at the essence of nature, and it influences and sustains our entire life and destiny, both in what we feel ourselves existing in as this world, and also in all the rest of the states, the world's cases. Therefore, the fact that we all heard about it, but we don't understand it, and so on, we simply disrespect it and go on, we have to take this into consideration and understand, why is this a great rule? These are two very pure words. Great rule in the Torah. If the Torah, it tells us about the whole of reality, then this is the great rule of all of reality. Go ahead.
Title: That which you hate, do not do to your friend. If we can somehow reconcile the above text, here comes Hillel's statement to the foreigner who came before him and asked him to be converted. As it says in the Gemara, convert me so that you will teach me the entire Torah while I am standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the entire Torah, and the rest are its interpretations. Go to study.
Meaning, one leg, it's called one rule. Give me one rule that if I keep, then I keep the Torah for sure, and I exist according to it, and I reach the goal that the Torah set. I want to be cleaved on to it. I mean, just give me the direction of what that rule is, and that's what he says, on one leg, that there are no deviations here or anything. Just one rule, love another as thyself.
We evidently see that he told him that the entire Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love thy friend as thyself.
Interpretation meaning that it clarifies this rule, which is the uppermost rule of all of creation on different levels and in different manners.
Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Kabbalists of his time, it is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our holy Torah is to bring us to that sublime degree where we can observe this verse, love thy friend as thyself, because it specifically says, the rest are its interpretations. Go and study. This means that they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It is surprising that such a statement can be correct in most of the issues of the Torah, which concern man and God. When every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah and not the interpretations of love thy friend as thyself.
How do we connect or tie all the rules and philosophizations and everything it says in all those books to love? It doesn't stick, because we feel love as something that we love, we treat nicely. We don't know the depth of the concept of love. And compared with that, in relation to that, all the demands toward us to keep this and this and that and one way and another, it seems as something very serious where it talks about clear laws and rules about what to do, how to do. So how do we nonetheless see the connection between the laws of the halakha and love another as thyself?
Title: Love Thy Friend as Thyself. We should examine further and understand the meaning of the verse, love thy friend as thyself. The literal meaning of it is to love your friend in the same amount that you love yourself. However, we see that the collective cannot keep up with it at all. If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, there still would not be many people who could observe it completely, yet it could be acceptable. But to love my friend as much as I love myself appears to be impossible. Even if there were but one person in the world except me, that would still be impossible, much less when the world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loved oneself, he would have no time for himself. But one must willingly satisfy one's own needs without neglect, for one loves oneself. It is not so concerning the needs of the collective, for one has no strong motivation to stimulate one's desire to work for them. Even if one had a desire, could one still keep this statement literally? Would one's strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way feasible? We should not consider that this statement is spoken by way of exaggeration, because we are cautioned by the saying, "Thou shalt not add to it nor subtract from it." All the interpreters agreed to interpret the text literally. Moreover, they said that one must satisfy the needs of one's friend even in a place where one is himself in need. Even then we must satisfy the needs of our friend and leave ourselves needing. The Tosfot interpret that anyone who buys a Hebrew slave, it is as though he buys a master for himself. And the Tosfot interpret that should one happen to have but one pillow, if one lies on it oneself, he does not keep, for he is happy with thee. And if one does not lie on it, and does not give it to one's slave, this is sodomite, a sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, one must give it to one's servant. It turns out that one has bought oneself a master.
Meaning that we have to love another, undoubtedly, more than we love ourselves. Meaning that we have to rise above our ego, our own nature, 100% in everything. Not a bit here and a bit there, but in everything. In order to take the desire of another as that which determines what I do. And not my own desire. My desire, as if I have to open it only to the degree to which I exist. And that too, only in order to serve others. According to their desire, according to the measure to which the other needs what? This is something that we have to scrutinize. How do I scrutinize? What does he need? How do I give him what he needs? But, of course, my entire life has to be filled with concern for others. Later on, we'll scrutinize this some more, but the thing is that supporting others in attaining the goal of creation is a chisaron that has to motivate us in all cases in life. This, for the time being. Questions? Now?
The beginning of what we just read, he says we should observe and understand the writings when he says, love thy friend as yourself. Then he says that the public cannot carry that out at all. And it's clear I cannot carry this out, love thy friend as yourself.
If we scrutinize it more deeply, then sure.
I'd like to ask about the previous rule. Can the public perform that which you hate, do not do to your friend?
You should check.
I check it, and I see that I don't...
You can't do that either.
I can't.
Fine. Don't do to others what you hate. That's the tzimtzum. And loving others thyself is the bestowal above the tzimtzum. Our nature enjoys that another is less than I am. I always enjoy comparing myself with the environment, with others, with the world. Were there no one else in the world, I'd be happy. I'd be happy. There would have been no one to envy, be envious of. Wouldn't have to compare myself with anyone. No competition, no nothing.
I see that this morning I sat with a new 10. And the truth is, according to these rules, first, I don't want to disturb them. I don't want to bug them. I don't want to do what they hate. I see that I really can't. The smallest thing I do, I see that it somehow disturbs someone.
It's good that it awakens the scrutiny in you.
So what should I do?
I don't know. Let's do this for a week. You'll get some experience. You'll become experienced in the random tens, and we'll see what we do next. We'll see. Maybe we'll recommend something else to do. The main thing is to advance for us to all the time act, be in inner scrutinies. So you should see. Is it useful or not? Yes, Dudi.
Love of others is carried out in service for others?
And whatever the other needs in order to achieve the goal of life.
What's the service? How should I serve him?
To attain the most important thing in life.
And that's it. Nothing else. No other service.
What else could there be?
He needs everything.
If it's something that he needs, without which he can't reach his goal in life, the goal of his life, then of course you have to give it to him, like with a chair, pillow. We'll see soon. What's not clear yet?
Rav, how can we settle love and hate together?
We'll learn how to do it. Here, what are we? Oh, New York.
New York.
New York.
Rav? This is actually a question from the first part. But it might be related to this part as well. But Rabash writes that when I awaken my friends, when I make efforts in awakening my friends, I receive tenfold. Can I actually approach I approach this awakening of the friend with such a calculation? Can I do such a calculation that I actually awaken the friend in order to receive tenfold myself?
I'd say not tenfold, but only to the extent to which you awaken the friends, you awaken your kli. The only thing that exists in you is the extent to which you awaken others. Your kli exists in others. And that's why love another is thyself, and the realization of the correction of the kelim is from yourself outwards. There's nothing for you to correct in yourself. What, Terence?
Rav, it's not clear why
don't do to others what you hate.
Yes, why is that spiritual? Because if it's what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours, that's also don't do to your friend what you hate, what he hates. I don't understand. I don't see why this is spiritual.
Why don't do to others what you hate is spiritual? Because in that you already have to make a tzimtzum on your will to receive. A tzimtzum. This is an action on your ego in the entrance to spirituality.
To not do to the others what. If I interpret it literally, if I don't touch the others, it's easy to not do them what I hate.
No, it's not about not touching anyone else. So I'll go to some deserted island and then I'll be righteous. My goal, my role is to advance my friend toward the purpose of creation. The beginning of this correction is not to do harm onto them. I work from within my ego. I restrict it. I stop it. I don't use it. That being already the entrance into correction. So I don't want to cause any harm to others. Look. I'll tell you how important and kernel it is. It means that from this point on, you don't look at anyone the way you did before. The way you're looking now, you see faces, you see bodies, you see each and every one in different shapes and manners. If you make a tzimtzum and you say, God forbid, no evil eye. I give them no evil eye that I can gain something through them, by them, no way. Then you already start seeing the spiritual world, spirituality. It's crossing the threshold. Crossing the threshold. In short, you cross it and you go in. This is already the spiritual world. You're already looking at the world without any self-interest. Do you understand? It's a completely new world, different. You won't see nothing from what you see now, because what you see now is depicted on your will to receive. And from that point on, you can already depict the world. And how do you cause the still, the vegetative, the animate, the speaking adhesion with the Creator, that this is the only thing for which you were created? This is the only thing for which you got an awakening for. And not in order to bring yourself to Atzilut, to different degrees, but to bring them to adhesion with the Creator. This is the entrance to love another as thyself.
Yeah. I didn't understand how can you not see their corruptions. Your entire advancement is seeing more corruptions.
Every time, that's something else, true. And afterwards, love covers for all crimes every time. According to the corruptions that you see on the left, you cover it with the right. You understand that these corruptions are revealed to you on purpose from the Creator, who prepared these corruptions on purpose in order to, for you to see how distorted and deviated and despicable they all are. They're all liars. They're all...
Usually we say that we don't erase what appears, we build above. Here it turns out the opposite.
This is how it's revealed every time.
Here it's the opposite. I don't want to see them this way. I put what I see aside as if I erase it.
No, you cover it. You can't erase it. You cover it. Love covers for all crimes. That's how it is.
So you still see their flaws?
Covered with love.
What is this act of covering?
That without covering the flaws, you cannot reach love. You don't love. You love something inside of which there is hate, and on the outside, a cover of love. This is how we're made, because we're created beings. We can't be in love like the Creator. In us, it's always the opposite.
Dov. Ken.
Who brings the still vegetative and animate to adhesion with the Creator?
A person that reaches adhesion. Says so.
Do I do it or the Creator does it? Do we do it or the Creator does it?
Show him what it says in the preface.
Wait, it just jumped a line.
That the inanimate, the vegetative.
Yeah, it's in the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 18. There's no reason to ask. You should not ask about the state of the rest of the beings in the world except for man, because man is the center of creation. All the rest of creations have no value in and of itself, of themselves, except for the amount that they help man to reach perfection. Therefore, they rise and fall with him without any self-calculation. I don't understand the connection.
Read a few times and you'll see. Think about it. Then you can ask, and then I'll be able to answer.
Moshe,
tell us something about Italy, Europe, what's going on.
No.
I
just wanted to read a letter of request of our friends from Italy to all of us, all the worldly. Let's think about the Congress and...
Okay.
1, 2. Dear Rav and dear friends from the worldly, we are the European friends living in Italy. We're asking for help from you today and support in order to turn the upcoming Congress to a true European Congress, as we all want. We're working in all directions for it to happen. We're making all the efforts, but still we feel that we're lacking something. We're asking from the depth of our heart, please tell us where else do we have to add in our work to bring contentment above. We're willing to do whatever is required. We'll do whatever it takes to keep this Congress in the united European spirit. We feel this is a one-time chance for everyone to advance. In this time of preparation for the Congress, many special scrutinies are being revealed and the light is working intensively. We want to annul ourselves before the Europeanly, before the worldly, before you, Rav, and to serve everyone in the best way so we can leave the Congress united as one Kli. Let's connect more and more. Let's overcome all the obstacles, because only together we can do it. Only together we can rise above the shattering of this modern Babylon. Please tell us, how should we ask? How should we act in the best possible way? How and where to bow our head to annul more and more? Rav, friends, what we want is to reveal the Creator. We're asking this Congress to bring unity and joy to the heart of everyone.
Excellent. Excellent. Really. Beautifully put. Very good. I thought the Italians are only good at music, but they also know how to write. Yes, Shai.
Okay, so I'll update you before the Unity evening this tonight. Dozens of friends have been working just to establish the systems that will serve the evening tonight. Now, there's a question. We're on the verge of a new state. this whole matter of the tents and everything. It turns out that today we gather from all over Israel to one physical place. In what way do you recommend that we connect this event to the new move? How to connect these things together?
Will be divided to tens?
Yes, yes, we're going to sit in tens.
On the one hand. On the other hand, we have no choice. The division into tens, it's not because we're obligated to, we decided, or whatever. It's because our inner structure, the way we perceive reality, does not allow us to hold in our field of view, externally and internally, more than 10. We can't. 10 is exactly. Less, something's missing. More, you just can't. And therefore, as the Kabbalists recommend, we also learn it from tests, and so on. 10 and not 9 and not 11. Therefore, we make the correction inside the 10, whether they're random, for one evening, for one day, for 5 minutes. Doesn't matter. It's to really use each and every opportunity and to see that one is falling from the Creator into my hands, and therefore it's forbidden for me to disrespect, to be disrespectful in this regard. It's not that, 5 minutes, why go, why this, why that? It's incorrect. It is according to a non-existing egoistic calculation. So we have to bring everyone, even though that these are tens, to feel as 1 10, not only in the study hall where we're gathering, but for all of our friends all over the world. And there are many friends that are going to come from all the groups, and usually there's this tendency to sit together with the same people that I came with from my group. Should a person make a conscious effort to integrate with friends that are not from my group? Yeah, I think so. Because it goes more hand in hand with the spirit of things of today. Surely not to sit with those that I sit with every morning or several times a week. Small groups, they're actually all sitting with the same people. So they should actually make a change. It's very important. This is one thing. Another thing is that regarding the Congress in Italy, I'm asking to participate in this in heart and soul as much as possible. We have to get different recommendations from them about how to strengthen things. We have more than a month, but we have to prepare ourselves not only for our lessons, but we also have to prepare ourselves to awaken the European Kli to come to Italy as much as they can. There's one Congress a year. In a year, with God's help, we'll have another European Congress. What's going to happen then in Europe? There's no United Europe, European Union, no miracles, but everything's going to be the way the European character is. This is what we're going to see, that they can't even hold on to this union, which is 100% egoistic. And we actually need to, in this direction of the disintegrating Europe, the falling apart Europe, we have to bring there our power of unity. And not to think that someone will know, someone won't know. No, but the way the Creator brings the revelation of evil and separation there, according to the revelation of evil among them, the very same way that He will give us the opposite force, the revelation of good and connection that is revealed according to our efforts and prayers. So please, strengthen the European groups, bring them as one group, push them to reach the Congress. There are still vacant places, and this is how it will work. Yes, Alex.
we don't give up to make the European Congress. We want to do a marathon of connection with all the groups, the whole world Kli, on a Sunday, because it's a good day for the world Kli and Europeans, and to bring together groups broadcasted from here, from make a Sunday, have your webinar until Yeshivat Chadarim.
What Sunday? Next Sunday?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. Some say it's too short, but next or another one.
בסדר גמור. נעבוד על זה יחד. כן, שי.
רק נזכיר שלגבי לוח הזמן.
We'll work on it together. Very good. Just a minute. Shai.
Okay, well, just I want to remind you that we open the doors here at 6:30, but at 6 o'clock. But 4:30, we're starting with the radio, and Rav Yu will also broadcast at 5:30. There's a long way home after the evening, so tomorrow morning we're going to start the lesson at 4:45 Israel time. So we're going to start 2 hours later than usual.
Where is the Czech Republic? They don't even have a question.
No, Czechia.
Czech Republic, go ahead.
Good morning, Araf. Good morning, World K. We would like share our experience. Tomorrow we have a wedding. It was not only my weddings, but all our Czech group met, and almost 25 people, Czech-Slovak group, we met. We were together physically. We saw broadcasting for Petah Tikva, and we have very specific occasion to be together. And the next part, because we are virtual group, next part of our physic meetings will be, of course, a meeting in Roma. We are going to Rome, and there will be about 10 people from Czech Slovak Republic, and everybody who can go to Rome is going there. Our members do maximal effort to join to us, and we are looking forward to meet with World Tree. Thank you, friends.
Thank you very much.
And we'll move on to the daily task from Medellin, Colombia.
Medellin.
New York. So we'll move on to New York. New York, can you read us the daily task?
Dear friends, on the daily task by Medellin in Colombia. Choosing the spiritual thoughts, each one of us think how we can be guarantors for all the friends to elevate them with the thought to succeed in the right connection to bestow in tonight's unity event. Once again, choosing the spiritual thoughts, each one of us think how we can be guarantors for all the friends to elevate them with the thought to succeed in the right connection to bestow in tonight's unity event. Time.
Thank you to our two viewers. Have a good day. On the top of the world, a special unity evening tonight at 6 o'clock. It's a special celebration of connection of the Israeli Kli along with the world Kli. We're going to meet here on the roof. We're going to embark the new website. We're going to have a meal, a party, and we are all invited. A special meeting with the Wisdom of Kabbalah, a lecture, and a special meeting tomorrow, June 25th in Haifa. For details, go into our website, kab.co.il, or in our phone, 1-700-509-209. We're all as one. Kabbalah Lam Congress in Europe. We're inviting all the students of Kabbalah Lam to our special Congress in Italy, Rome, July 27th through 29th. For details, go into our website in eurocongress.info. Thank you. Let's sing a song.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine night and day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come my way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let's